with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Applications are currently being accepted for Extension Master Gardener training in the fall. Extension Master Gardeners began in 1972 at Washington State University and is a training program for the general public offered in partnership with land-grant universities and cooperative extension services. Participants are trained by extension agents, extension specialists, and university professors in basic garden topics. Once trained, Master Gardeners volunteer 40 hours of service in the community during their first year, using skills in gardening, event organization, and education. Master Gardeners are also provided advanced training in specialized gardening and horticulture topics. Volunteer opportunities for Master Gardeners are broad and depend on the interests of the individuals. Master Gardeners in other counties have designed, installed, and maintained display gardens in local parks, taught classes for the general public, manned gardening hotlines, and maintained landscapes for local businesses. How and where Master Gardeners volunteer are decided on by the Master Gardeners themselves with the facilitation of local horticulture agents. For more information regarding the Master Gardener program or potential volunteer opportunities, contact your local extension office. Many people have called recently concerned about the health of their oak trees. There are currently three diseases that are ravaging oaks. Two, bot canker and tubaccia leaf spot, affect red oaks, while bur oak blight affects white oaks. There is also a condition seen in Missouri recently called rapid white oak mortality, which is thought to be a combination of environmental damage and poor site conditions. All three of the previous diseases can cause disturbing defoliation and dieback in the canopy, but all three will be cosmetic and not affect the long-term health of the tree. Rapid white oak mortality can lead to the decline of trees, and in severe cases, eventual death. It is important to flex test any potential oak that might have rapid white oak mortality to see if the defoliation is caused by bur oak blight or a more serious matter. If the outer limbs will still flex when bent, they are still receiving water and nutrients and are not dead. If they snap or are brittle, they have been cut off from their resources and anything that is dead should be pruned out and the trees should be babied through potential environmental stress. One other thing to keep in mind about oaks when evaluating potential distressing defoliation is that oaks will naturally shed limbs underneath the rest of the canopy that will not provide resources back to the tree if they had leaves on them. This is a natural occurrence and should not be mistaken for rapid white oak mortality or another defoliating disease, which will appear throughout the entire height of the canopy. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.